Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The symbolism will be great, but possibly in exact reverse measure to the visit President Obama made to the Islamic world early in his presidency. President Trump makes a speech in Saudi Arabia, the centerpiece of his religion-themed first overseas trip as president. 9 days. We'll see him in Saudi Arabia, Israel, Belgium, Italy, and the Vatican. Trump will get a royal welcome on his first stop in Saudi Arabia, where among the celebratory events are the Arab-Islamic American Summit. 37 heads of state and at least 6 prime ministers are set to attend. A Saudi brand new global center for combating extremist ideology will be the venue where Trump will address the, quote, need to confront radical ideology and the president's hopes for a peaceful vision of Islam to dominate across the world. That's what National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster gave as a preview to reporters this week. The speech is to be written by White House senior policy advisor Stephen Miller, who was the chief architect of Trump's travel ban targeting Muslim-majority countries. Shadi Hamid is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute and author of the book Islamic Exceptionalism, How the Struggle Over Islam is Reshaping the World. Shadi, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Would you say that there is a sort of, yin and yang to President Obama's visit to the Islamic world in Cairo and this visit of President Trump in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, so President Obama came into it with considerable knowledge of Islam and Muslims. He had obviously grown up for part of his life in a Muslim-majority country, Indonesia. Trump is almost the exact opposite of that, you know, as you suggested, in that he's a deeply irreligious person. He's never, up until this point in his life, shown much interest in religion. And not only that, that in some ways, Trump is our first openly Islamophobic president. I mean, it's hard to remember it now, but during the campaign, Trump actually said, quote unquote, I think Islam hates us. So for him now to go and to give a speech about Islam, I mean, it almost sounds like something out of a movie. Is this really happening? And it's also, I think, a little bit odd that an American president would give a speech about Islam. Would we ever expect Donald Trump to give a speech about Christianity? So it's an awkward position for him to be in. That said, because of his Islamophobic past, I think the expectations are quite low. And I think it's at least somewhat positive that, at least according to H.R. McMaster, this speech is supposed to be inclusive of Islam. So the idea here being that Islam, Christianity, and Judaism have a common civilizational front against extremism. So at least Islam is being included in that positive grouping of religions.
If your mission was to keep the president from departing from script and making this speech the occasion of a full-blown international incident of one kind or another, what language would you advise him to avoid? What things would you advise him to avoid? Are there fences to be mended here? What would you say to the president?
So, I mean, well, the good thing here is that Trump will be reading off of a prepared speech that will have been kind of signed off on and approved and looked at by a number of different aides, and not just obviously the very controversial aide, Stephen Miller. So that's good. And we just hope that Trump won't ad-lib too much. I think that what you'll end up hearing is a lot of platitudes and cliches. And unfortunately, that's oftentimes what happens when senior officials talk about Islam. So promoting moderation, tolerance, religions coming together, extremism being a problem that we can all agree is a problem. You know, that said, there is this, I think, there's always this problem of the cliched approach of saying, oh, if only Muslims were more moderate, if only more Muslims spoke out against extremism. That kind of language is always going to be problematic because it's patronizing. And it also suggests that Muslims aren't already, quote unquote, moderate, that Muslims haven't spoken up against extremism when they have endlessly when it comes to groups like ISIS. So I think that we'll hear that, and that's a problem that other presidents have fallen into, including President Obama. But because the expectations are so low, as I mentioned, that's still, to me, an improvement, you know? So that's one thing. I think the other challenge here is that Trump is giving this speech in Saudi Arabia. And when you think about it, that's kind of an odd venue to give a speech about promoting tolerance and moderation, because Saudi Arabia is one of the world's only theocracies. No one would argue that Saudi Arabia is a model of pluralism and tolerance. So he sort of has to, you know, thread a difficult needle there. He needs to sort of hint at the problem of promoting religious hatred or promoting sectarianism without offending too directly his Saudi hosts. I mean, that's a challenge for anyone to do.
Well, because of the special relationship between Saudi Arabia and the United States, there's another way of looking at this speech and the pitfalls. I mean, one could certainly look at this title, The Need to Confront Radical Ideology, and outline a speech that would take Saudi Arabia to task for certain things that it does need to be held accountable for on this. What might those be? And I guess we can be fairly confident that the president will go nowhere near any of it.
You know, exactly. Yeah. So if you had that title of a speech and you were doing it somewhere else, then you could imagine Saudi Arabia being a main target. I mean, Saudi Arabia has used its considerable funding and resources to promote a harsh and strict interpretation of Islam throughout the Muslim world. We all know that that's the case. There's talk about, you know, is the new Saudi leadership interested in reform, of making slow steps in the right direction? So I think that what Trump would want to do ideally is to not be too overtly critical in any way, but sort of encourage Saudi Arabia to continue moving along this course. I mean, the Saudis, for their part, are excited about Trump. They see Trump as an improvement over Obama for a number of different reasons. So Trump can say, well, listen, I'm with you when it comes to confronting Iran, but I would want you to make at least some more progress in not promoting too much sectarianism or problematic religious messages abroad. So I think that that's the kind of understanding that you'd ideally want to have.
Shadi Hamid is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, author of the book Islamic Exceptionalism, How the Struggle Over Islam is Reshaping the World. Shadi, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.